Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. One of the reasons I'm so proud to be a Pet World Insider is that we get to bring you a lot of great experts. And I know as a pet parent, one of the best things that we can do is hear from people who are doing it every day, and it's part of their passion as well as their livelihood. I've got one of those great people here in studio with me. He's a very good friend, someone I turn to on all things pet nutrition. He's a veterinarian, an author, a pet nutrition expert, and so many other different things. He is a good friend, Dr. Ken Tudor. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Robert. Glad to be here.
So Dr. T, one of the things you and I talk about a lot, and it's not because we both probably need to go on diets ourselves, but we talk about why dieting for pets is so difficult, and it actually kind of correlates back to just being diets are difficult, whether you're a human or a pet.
Absolutely. It's very, very difficult because the body, we evolved with not enough food to eat. So our body has evolved to hang on to everything we get. So whenever we undergo a weight loss program, it's going to give us challenges because the body is going to make changes that preserve body fat. So it makes dieting difficult for everybody, humans and pets. But it's extremely important because we know that just the loss of small amounts of fat decreases the endocrine shower of endocrine are ductless glands, and fat is probably the largest ductless gland in the body and elaborates some 100 hormones in humans and over 30 in dogs, and all of them are bad.
Ooh,
they
okay.
are all inflammatory. So that when we are overweight, we are in a state of debilitation that we don't even realize until we start to lose that weight. And small incremental amounts of weight loss will absolutely make people and dogs feel better as they lose that. But then the body's going to do some things to decrease that weight loss.
Right. Okay.
And what's going to happen is metabolism is going to change. The body is going to become much more efficient at using calories. The metabolic rate goes down substantially, studies have shown, in dieters, both humans and dogs. A diet, by its very nature, is depriving an animal or person of nutrients. In order to make enough calories or make calories to make up for the calorie restriction we put on animals, they are going to use their body reserves. And the reserve that they're going to use the most is muscle tissue in order to make new sugar.
Right.
Because we can't store sugar in very limited amount, but we can store a lot of protein. So we are going to undergo muscle loss, as are dogs. Well, muscle is the tissue that uses the most energy on
right.
a daily basis.
Yeah, and we've heard that for a long time. And that's why muscle loss is so critical as well for senior people as
Correct.
Well as for senior pets.
Correct. Correct. And so on any diet, there is going to be some muscle loss. And we'll talk about strategies to preserve that later on in this discussion. But the thing I'm trying to stress here is that as you lose muscle, you will lose the ability to get rid of calories. So dieting becomes very difficult. So now you have metabolism shut down, and not just metabolism. Muscle becomes more efficient. We switch from burning fat to burning carbohydrates. A lot of intricate stuff takes place I'm not going to get into.
Sure.
But the bottom line is that the body will then slow down its needs so that the calorie amount we started on becomes more than we need to lose more weight. And that's why people get plateaus. That's why they will lose weight immediately and then they'll stop and they plateau. Very frustrating.
Yeah.
Very frustrating for humans. Very frustrating for pet owners. because when an animal stops losing weight, they become disappointed. And also, if you ratchet down their calories more, you get begging behavior. You get behavior that makes the owner now very uncomfortable.
Right.
That they are depriving their dog of calories.
Right, because none of us want to think that we're doing something to hurt our dogs, but we're really not hurting our dogs. We're doing what's healthy. We're just having to retrain that behavior.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And studies have shown in the United States and everywhere, we use food as a social function. When we go out to lunch, we go out to dinner. We have breakfast with a workmate. It's all about social. It's not about food. If all we need is food, we could just do that in 5 minutes.
Right.
But it's the social encounter. Well, the same thing is true with our dogs. We experience social interaction with our dogs through food, just as we do with ourselves. And what's interesting is that studies have shown that dogs will actually bind and form stronger bonds with the person that exercises them instead of the person that feeds them.
Interesting. Interesting.
So, yeah, Dr. Ernie Ward actually touts that in his book. And so what that means is it helps with this guilt that we were just referring to.
Right.
Is if the owner can realize that, hey, I can substitute treats, I can substitute food for this social interaction, then I'm not doing a disservice. And we can ratchet the calories down a little more and get that extra weight off, get past this plateau and go to the next plateau.
Right.
And then again, and lastly, once an animal graduates and loses the necessary fat, the metabolism has changed for good. And experiments show that if you feed an animal the same amount of calories you did before a diet, they will get fatter twice as fast. So once you're on a diet, you can never go back.
Well, and so many important points there. And one of the things that I love is that study that you were just talking about where they bond with those that are exercising. One of those is a chemical reaction as well, probably, because when you exercise, you're getting those endorphins and those good feelings, probably associating that instead of the hunger that we think is going on for the pets or ourselves during a diet. Folks, he is Dr. T. A lot of great information that he has to share with all of you. If you want to get more information, visit his website, hearthstonehomemade.com. HearthstoneHomemade.com. Dr. T, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.